That's Radio, passionate, genuine, personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Pollinators are insects and birds that carry pollen from one flower to another, helping plants to grow fruits and seeds. Without pollinators, we wouldn't have many of the fruits and vegetables we count on for food. Tomatoes, apples, cucumbers, blueberries, even chocolate would disappear from our tables. Canada has more than 1,000 species of pollinating insects, including more than 800 species of bees. Sadly, many of them are in danger. Habitat loss is a significant threat, and chemicals sprayed on lawns and gardens can poison or kill these pollinators. You can help both gardens and pollinators by planting a variety of wildflowers and not using chemicals on your lawn or garden. And that's just a start. To learn more about pollinators and how you can help them, visit hww.ca.
Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information. You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Good afternoon. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and here with you till 4:30. Have a lot on the show today, as always. Weather report, mandatory heavy, brought to you by a recently deceased famous video game composer. Yeah. Definitely he produced some music that are core memories, as they say, of as a kid growing up in the 90s. Of course, the events listings later on in the show, talking a bit about some of the events happening in and around Winnipeg that you can check out. By no means an exhaustive list, but some options for you nonetheless, all coming up for you today here on Radio Free Winnipeg. Happy to be with you here on this late June day. And as I said before, I think on the last episode, I had mentioned that after this is going to be my live show, and then the next 2 weeks will be pre-recorded. So, in fact, a bit of time travel going along around here, as the 30th and the 7th will be pre-recorded episodes from the past played in the future. Those will just be music mixes, kind of a summer-themed music mix. On the 30th, I kind of have a nice... there's two themes going on. One is the summer mix of, like, you know, you're out, you're enjoying some, maybe an April spritz on the Mediterranean vibe. There certainly is something about the summer that makes me want to enjoy beverages that may or may not contain alcohol more than the winter. Actually, I think I tend to drink less in the winter, if you believe it. I feel like that's a time for just a lot of tea, you know? And it's already kind of a depressive time, kind of an insular time, you know? You kind of hold up. It doesn't seem like a healthy thing. But summer, you know, you're out, you're riding your bike, you're out and about, you're going to the beach. You're certainly more active, and it feels maybe a little more appropriate to enjoy a beverage here and there. So that's the theme for the 30th next week. And then the July 7th is sort of the going out into the backwoods. Perhaps you're going out into the backwoods juke joint kind of vibes of the summer as well, which is also very present. So those will be the two themes. So very, very different sides, but still summery vibes coming up the next two episodes. But today, let's talk a bit about today. We're going to start off with a long set. Now, I think I've certainly played one of these tracks, but we're going to hear all three, and then we're going to get into the weather report. It's going to be a longer musical break, but this is some new music coming from the trumpeter, band leader, composer, Nicholas Payton. And this is with, he's with the group Butcher Brown, and they're doing this double album that's reinterpreting, one side is Miles Davis, I think Kind of Blue, and the other side is John Coltrane. The name of, I forget what the name of the record is, actually, what it's called. What is this record going to be called? I'd have to double check now. Oh, Supreme Blue. There we go. Supreme Blue. That makes sense. So, Kind of Blue and A Love Supreme. So we're going to hear All Blues, Pursuance, and Resolution. This is Nicholas Payton and Butcher Brown doing a reinterpretation of Miles Davis and John Coltrane compositions. So those three tracks will hit us off, longer break, and then we'll get into the weather. Right now on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKUW 95.9 FM, your listener-driven alternative, broadcasting out of downtown Winnipeg.
Generous support to CPOW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
This is David Barsamyan, host and director of Alternative Radio. Established in 1986, the award-winning AR is dedicated to the founding principles of public broadcasting, which urge that programming serve as a forum for controversy and debate, be diverse, and provide a voice for groups that may otherwise be unheard. Tune in to Alternative Radio every Wednesday at 1 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM to hear from people like Arundhati Roy, David Suzuki, Vijay Prashad, Naomi Klein, Tariq Ali, and Angela Davis.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with your Friends card, your dollars get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub, with a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats. Your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista Nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM, fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
Back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dill Gherkin, here with you till 4:30. Still another hour in the program. We're just getting started. That first long set was brought to you by Nicholas Payton and Butcher Brown. Nicholas Payton is an artist I've definitely played on the show in the past. Trumpeter, composer, band leader, pianist. In fact, there's an amazing tiny desk concert with Nicholas Payton where he is playing the organ. I think it's a Rhodes piano and playing the trumpet at the same time. He's basically accompanying himself with the group Butcher Brown, which is a kind of a 70s jazz funk fusion throwback as described by Downbeat. And that was from their record that's coming out soon, I believe sometime this summer, A Supreme Blue, which is a double album of interpretations of Miles Davis's Kind of Blue and then John Coltrane's A Love Supreme. Those are the three tracks, All Blues, Pursuance, and Resolution. So, looking forward to that. I love it so far from what I'm hearing. And I think anything Nicholas Payton does is musically is worth checking out. I think he's a really fascinating musician. 3:34 on the program. We're going to get to some more music in a little bit. But let's get to the weather. Yeah, the weather. Well, what else is new? Rain Yeah, as reported at the Winnipeg International Airport, at 3 p.m., a light rain, wind east 26, gusting to 39, tonight 13 degrees and a few showers. Wednesday, 21st, a 60% chance of showers, a high of, 24th, high of 21, and overnight 12, and a 60% chance of showers. We get into the sunny weather on Thursday, 25 degrees and sunny, overnight 14 and clear, and Friday, June the 26th, 24 and sunny, overnight clearing to 14. And then the weekend becomes a little more cloudy and rainy, cloudy and 24 on Saturday, overnight 17 degrees, 70% chance of showers, and that rain will continue through Sunday and even Monday. So lots and lots of rain in the forecast. So we got a few days of sunny weather and then back to really rainy weather, definitely over the last little bit here, here in Winnipeg, unfortunately. But yeah. Let's take a look at the Daily Almanac here, giving us some weather, historical weather data. Maximum humidex on this day was recorded in 2005 with a whopping 44. Wow. Normal highs this time of year is 24 degrees, almost 25. 1980 saw 33 degrees. Normal low temperatures are 11. It got all the way down to 2.5 degrees in 2004, which is quite the swing from just a year later of having an extreme humidex. Let's see here. Maximum precipitation on this day was in 2013, not that long ago, 25.6 millimeters. I mean, we've definitely gotten, I don't have the numbers in front of me, definitely record rain over the last several weeks now. Sunrise is at 5:20 in the a.m. Sunset was that 9:41? 9:41 p.m. We get 16 hours of daylight, which will, I guess, slowly be going down little by little as we move away from the summer solstice that just recently happened. That is your weather for this week. So, for you gardeners out there, I mean, we're going to get more rain. You know, you might not even, depending on what you have planted, you might not really have to water anything. I think Mother Nature is doing all that for you. Hopefully none of your plants get destroyed by all that rain. Seems intense. 3:37 on the program. We're going to be getting to a bunch of stuff. Now, kind of shifting vibes a little bit. We're going to hear, of course, the mandatory heavy is coming up in about 20 minutes. I'm very excited to play a little tribute to Bobby Prince. Now, who is that fella, you might ask? Well, this will be at 4 p.m. He was an American-based video game composer, composing music for games such as Wolfenstein 3D, Duke Nukem 2, Duke Nukem 3D, Doom 2, some of the Commander Keen games. Oh, man, you know, Wolfenstein 3D? Oh, my God. So many of these games are, as people would say, core memories for me growing up. Turning on the old computer, getting MS-DOS ready, and having a lot of fun. So we're going to hear a little bit from him, one of the classic tracks off the Doom soundtrack, the classic first-person shooter game. That will be coming up in a little bit. I thought it was appropriate. He just died on the 6th. Yeah, last week, actually, on the 16th. So we're going to get into a little more of rock, metal kind of territory. But we're going to hear first from the great British, UK-based psych band Little Barry. This is some new stuff from them. This is off. This is a track called More Bad Miles of Road. And this is off the latest record called Gravity Freeze that was just released in May of 2022. And new stuff from Mike Watt and the second Missing Men, one of his bands. This is a track, We Got Soul. Here's Little Barry and then Mike Watt here on the next set on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM, your station in Winnipeg.
Thank you. Support of CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Did you know we now offer season passes for our fall and spring seasons? It is a great deal. To reflect the city we're in, we program music from anywhere in the world and in any language because we want people to feel welcome at the West End Cultural Center and here in Winnipeg.
Shoots of green, picking up above the winter's casualties.
Saturday night at midnight, CKUW 95.9 FM presents Shrimpfarm.crypto. Former CKUW Sports Director Electric John teams up with mindfulness guitar guru Jason Eastwood to bring you the Cryptocurrency Counterculture Report. A mindful pause to your day. Jets 3.0.
Jets 3.0.
Boomer Barry.
Me, Barry.
And many surprises.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying.
The analog relevance within the digital resonance. Shrimpfarm.crypto every Saturday night from midnight till 1 o'clock in the morning on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
Unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah, but don't be hypnotized. No, reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy. Yeah,
but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Indeed. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is Democracy Manifest. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin, and you are listening to Radio Free Winnipeg. Two tracks there from one from Little Barry off the new record Gravity Freeze. That was More Bad Miles of Road. And then Mike Watt and the Second Missing Men off the single We Got Soul. Yeah, Mike Watt does an excellent show called The Watt from Pedro Show. Of course, referring to San Pedro, California. I think that's just... I think it's between L.A. and San Diego. Kind of a port town, navy town, where he is based out of. You can find it most anywhere where you get, like, a podcast. I don't know where, if he has a home base where, they first started airing that show. But it's 3 hours, very, very eclectic, usually interviewing an artist or artist about them and their music, interspliced with his selections. And I try to listen to an episode here and there when I can. It's a lot. It's 3 hours. it's a lot of Mike Watt, but you find that there's a lot of new music I've found through brother Mike Watt, one of the patron saints here, for sure. 3:52. We're going to get to the mandatory heavy at 4, which is again going to be some music from the classic video game Doom, as it was music by the late Bobby Prince. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. He did so much, just incredible, his effect and so much of the music he did is just a formation of me and my childhood. So we'll talk a little bit about that and the 90s video games, Doom, Commander Keen, as well as Duke Nukem 2 and Duke Nukem 3D, all games I played. In fact, it was at my grandparents' place. My grandfather was an early adopter, actually, of computers back in the 90s. I remember him. That's where I also was introduced to the game Civilization, another classic. And he had a bunch of games, you know, on his computer, discs, I should say. And I remember playing Wolfenstein, Commander Keen, and Duke Nukem. Not Duke Nukem 3D, Duke Nukem 1 and Duke Nukem 2 on his computer quite a bit when I was over there. It was a highlight. Although now that I think about it, I think that they weren't the complete games. I think what they used to do is they would put out a free version where you could play like the first three levels of a game. So I think that's what it was. That's what they used to do, because that was back in the day when you would get the games on an actual disc and have to load it. So you'd get the first couple games and then have to buy the rest, which was a good strategy, honestly. Kind of get you hooked a little bit. So there's some of those games, some of those levels I've just played an infinite amount of times. I think, although I haven't played them in years, I feel like it's one of those things I would just have muscle memory of knowing where everything is. Just take me a few tries to remember everything. So we're going to get to that in a minute. But before all that, we're going to get here some new stuff from great little band Rickshaw Billy's Burger Patrol. Oh yes, oh yes. We're going to hear Bow Down and Peaches. They're a fun band. They're kind of like, I would describe them as a marriage between ZZ Top and the Melvins. They're great. They're great fun. Here's Rickshaw Billy's Burger Patrol. Then we'll get into the Mandatory Heavy soon, right here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM, broadcasting out of downtown Winnipeg. Yes, this is Democracy Manifest.
Life is a gift, and you try. Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We just heard two tracks from Rickshaw Billy's Burger Patrol. That was their two latest singles. Bow Down and Peaches, Rickshaw Billy's Burger Patrol. Fun band. Fun band. Like I said, it's like ZZ Top and the Melvins had a baby. That's what that is. But the ringing tremolo chords of Link Ray's Rumble brings us to one thing and one thing only, and that is the mandatory heavy. And today we're going to look back at the classic 90s game Doom. And as I was saying, this is due to the recent death of one Bobby Prince. Yes, he was American video game composer and sound designer. His works include sound for Wolfenstein 3D, Doom 1, Doom 2, Duke Nukem 2, and Duke Nukem 3D, as well as several Commander Keen games. Yeah, legend. When I saw the news, I thought, oh man, and looked at all the stuff that he's done. I was like, man, this was like his work was the soundtrack of a lot of my childhood. As I was saying, playing these games, the Commander Keen games, the first two Duke Nukem games, which were side-scrollers, and of course, Duke Nukem 3D, and who could forget the classic Doom game? Hours and hours and hours of fun, of violent, violent mayhem. Here we go. So here's a track off the first Doom soundtrack. Here's the classic, At Doom's Gate, for the Mandatory Heavy, here on Radio Free Winnipeg, on CKW 95.9 FM.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
Macho Man Randy
Savage. Nothing means nothing.
Nothing
means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
More, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top.
Indeed, you are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM, where the cream rises to the top. We just heard from the original Doom soundtrack from 1993 that was At Doom's Gate by the late Bobby Prince. He died last week on Tuesday. Like I said, sound and design for Doom, Doom 2, Duke Nukem 2, Duke Nukem 3D, Commander Keen games, as well as Wolfenstein 3D. Very much a big part of my childhood, playing these games, playing, MS-DOS. Kids today don't know what that is, but some of us know. The joy of playing a lot of this stuff. It's really interesting to look to a Doom. Banned in Germany, in fact, shortly after it was released, classified as harmful to minors by the Federal Department of Media, harmful to young persons, and could not be sold to children or displayed where they could see it, which was only rescinded in 2011. Of course, there was also the controversy with Doom in the United States. It was found that Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, who committed the Columbine High School massacre on April 20th, 1999, were avid players. There is the rumor that, Harris's journal, he said that the killing spree would be like playing Doom. There was also the rumor that they designed custom levels for Doom that were based on the school. That was not actually true. But Doom was dubbed a mass murder simulator by a critic and Killology research group founder David Grossman. And it's funny to think about these games now in light of what games are like. Duke Nukem and Doom, I think by any comparison, seem quite tame compared to some of the other things. Even the Call of Duty games, which, aside from a lot of those games being just the most ridiculous propaganda, the way those games are structured are, they have a warning for seizures. It's a very different kind of immersive experience if you've ever played a Call of Duty game, surround sound system. It's very, very different. But here I was just looking here at a list of games confiscated by court in Germany, the land of chocolate. Wolfenstein, yes. That's not... So that was the later on game, not the original Wolfenstein 3D. Mortal Kombat 1992 censored. The ban was lifted in October 2019. Mortal Kombat 2011, Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 3, Wolfenstein 3D as well. Alien vs. Predator, Call of Duty World at War. Let's see here. A couple other ones here too that I'm not another Call of Duty game, Black Ops. Very interesting to see what some of this stuff. Of course, there's the game Postal, which I guess I could kind of see that. But all this stuff. I mean, I played a lot of these games growing up, and. I don't know. I mean, I think I turned out just fine. It's it's also just funny in Germany, of all places, they're banning this stuff. Especially the Call of Duty games. I recall playing the very first one, and it was a lot of fun. Who doesn't like killing Nazis? But anyways, that was Doom. Yeah, basically the soundtrack, and as you heard in by Bobby Prince, he was a big metal fan, being influenced by Alice in Chains and Pantera and Metallica. Obviously, that Doom song At Doom's Gate for the original soundtrack sounds very similar to Master of Puppets. The riff there, of course, reproduced electronically. Really brilliant stuff, I think. We do have a wonderful show on Saturdays. It used to be on Thursdays 4 to 5. They since moved it. Dustin Rogers, does Square Wave 1 to 2 p.m. History of video game music and video game music in general. It's excellent. And I think it's just like film is such a great art to do a great filmmaking. So is the music for a video game. And Bobby Prince had a big effect on me, even though up until recently I didn't know that that was the fella's name. Well, let's get into one track here, and then we'll get into the events listings for this week, and then another little song, and then we'll bid you adieu and good night. We're going to hear the latest track from Sleep. Yes, the stoner doom stoner band, stoner rock, whatever. It's basically just the bass player and vocalist. It's not Matt Pike on guitar. Here we go with new lineup. So Al Cesaro, bassist and vocalist, and trying to find the other blah blah blah. Yeah, so this is the new thing that they just released. Half Space Suit Will Travel. They're playing with actually Dale Crover on drums and Bubba Dupree from the band Void. Crover's an interesting addition to this band. So here's latest from Sleep here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM, broadcasting to downtown Winnipeg. are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dill Gherkin, here with you till 4:30. So, near the end of the show, we just heard the new track from Sleep. That was Have Space Suit Will Travel. Of course, that's a new reformed Sleep without Matt Pike is not on guitar. And that's Dale Crover on drums. I don't know. I mean, I don't mind when maybe bands don't have all the original members. Not sure how I feel about that track. It was all right. But anyways, let's get into some of the activities. What have yous you can get involved with this week. Let's see here. Let me just see if I can find. No update yet. Okay, we're going to go with it. So here's some of your options. Wednesday, June 24th, King Cobb Market Pub. They're Bella Vista Nights at 580 Ellis Avenue, 8 p.m. and free live music. They haven't announced the act just yet. It'll probably be coming up by this evening. Awesome little joint to go check out and for some free live music and great food and drink there over at the King Cobb Market Pub. I did see that they have their new patio all set up, and I think it's going to be, well, it's actually going to be raining, so maybe never mind, but something to think about in the future. But also Wednesday night at Blue Note Park, Etran de l'Air, 7 p.m. They're a Malian Touareg rock band that is playing Blue Note Park, so that's just beside the Times Changed on their outdoor venue there on Main Street. Tickets are $50. I mean, this is a band, although coming all the way at you from the from Niger, but should be a good time on Thursday. It's also Wednesday, pardon me. So maybe braving the rain for these fellas who come all the way over. Of course, also we have another band such as that Timmermarim. No, I'm not sure how. I didn't get that pronunciation right, but they're playing the Park Theater in the fall. Another Touareg Sahara rock band coming through as well. So it's interesting that I guess someone's booking them through the prairies. Very interesting. Thursday, November the 25th, at the Handsome Daughter, 61 Sherbrooke Street, Real Love is presenting Real Love Thursdays. A.O. Zach, Jamie Stark, and Ambi, 7 p.m., $18.94 for the ticket price there. Friday, June the 26th, Into the Music, 245 McDermott Avenue. They are continuing their Friday night free all-ages shows. It starts at 7:30. It's roughly about an hour. Extenders are a punk rock group that formed in 2020, and they like to play fast, catchy, heavy rhythms with bodacious hooks and overly technical guitar riffs that absolutely no one asked for. That's a funny description. That's at Into the Music, another great friends of ours over there in the Exchange District. And speaking of friends, alumni, legends here, Campus Community Radio, the Winnipeg community, at Public Domain on Saturday, June the 27th, 633 Portage Avenue, DJ Mama Cutsworth. Yes, she used to do Stylus Radio on Thursdays, and it was incredible. I'm pretty sure it was Thursday's afternoon. Her DJ school grad recital. Doors at 7:30, 8:30 p.m. sharp it all starts. Tickets are $14.96. Go check it out, DJ Mama Cutsworth. If you know, you know. She used to do a show called Stylus Radio, and it was an hour long. And her Fun Drive shows were just legendary because she would raise thousands and thousands of dollars in the matter of 60 minutes. It was incredible, high energy, absolutely insane. And yeah, I recently ran into her not long ago. I think it was at the our Fun Drive show at the Public Domain in February. And it was so great to talk to her. Just a true, true legend. And I know a point of contact and inspiration to so many here at CKW of a certain generation of CKW volunteers, such as myself. It was her. Sarah Michelson was one of the people you really looked up to. Keith Black, who's still doing Voyage on Wednesdays. Of course, the late Rockin' Ronnie, right? These are the people that you tune into, and you're like, okay, this is how it's done, folks. This is how it's done. So that's happening on Saturday again, Saturday, June 27th, the Public Domain, 633 Portage Avenue, Mama Cutsworth DJ School grad recital, 8:30 p.m. sharp. It all starts. 4:22 p.m. Let's get to the last track here. New stuff from one of my favorite vocalists, Chelsea Wolf. This is the new track, Death Is Not the End. Big fan of her. This is going to be kind of eerie, kind of creepy ending. But hey, we're going with it. Big fan of Chelsea Wolf. So that's what we're going to hear to play us out here on Radio Free Winnipeg. Thank you again for tuning in. And the next 2 weeks, I will be here, but from the past, because of pre-recorded shows, I will be off in the Manitoba wilderness, undisclosed locations, various parts of the province. I cannot say, but I will be out and about in the lakes and forests. But you can also tune in to me here. Crazy. I'm the power of technology and time travel. I can be in two places at once. So do tune in to the next two shows and then back to regularly scheduled programming after that. So thank you for tuning in. This has been Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. And I have been your host, DJ Dil Gherkin. Good night. Good luck. Death's
some rich folks that you know. Well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged clothes.
Well, that about does her. Wraps are all up. Things seem to have worked out pretty good. And it was a pretty good story. Don't you think? Made me laugh to beat the band. Parts, anyway. I don't like goodbyes. But then, I happen to know that there will be a show next week. And I guess that's how the whole darn human comedy keeps perpetuating itself. Down through the generations, westward to wagons, across the sands of time until we... look at me. I'm rambling again. Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you all down the trail.